Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 49. Today is Saturday, January 7th, 2017. I'm your host, Lita. And Happy New Year, Stone!
Happy New Year. Happy
Hello.
New Year. Hey. Long time
How
no see.
How you doing? I know. Long time no see.
It's
like
been
3 days.
Like 3 days.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But 2017. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Yeah. We're already into it. And 8 days. Well, 8 days in for me. 7 days for you guys.
Seven days for the real world.
It's all happening. It's all happening. And speaking of happening, we have got Rogue Slayer with
us.
Hey!
Glad to be
Hello,
here.
Welcome back.
You're here. Our
I'm
first
here.
Episode for 2017, and we have Rogue Slayer. That's super exciting.
It's
How
perfect.
You doing?
It's
Did
perfect.
You have a nice Christmas, New
kind
Year, all of that?
I'm kind of snowed in here, so this has worked out great.
I know. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah,
snow for you.
Dripping moisture for you.
And freezing cold for me.
Just
freezing cold.
Frigid.
Oh, my
we've
goodness.
We've covered every base, I think. So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming and having a chat with us again. We appreciate it. And we start off the year right. We've got you here to inspire us, which is always fun because of all your challenge tunes. It's always good to see
never quit attitude.
Exactly. So what I want to know first off is it's the new year, but what goals have you got for this year for your challenge tunes? Have you, do you know what you want to achieve?
Well, I'll answer this by referring back to when you asked me similar questions about what were my goals for before Legion landed. I didn't hit any of those goals, not a single one.
Yeah.
So I will say, of course, my overarching goal is to just, get everyone all the way to the finish line. But really, my next milestone is I want to get tunes to Pandaria. I've gotten them. I've gotten to Outland. I've gotten one through Outland and over to Northrend before she collapsed horribly. I've missed Pandaria. I haven't been there in a really, 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 really long time. So I think it'd be great to get an iron to Pandaria. And maybe if I could get a bloodthirsty and a pacifist, at least over to Outland. I haven't done that yet. I think those would be good. And then if I achieve those, we'll just have a resetting of goals at that point.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very exciting. That's very exciting. So how did your goals with Legion go? Like you said, you didn't get, did you get close to anything?
I got close.
Or not really?
Well, No, I didn't get close. I got close, like, for the bloodthirsty goal. I did that on my iron tune. I wanted to get an iron tune to 80, and I wanted to get a bloodthirsty to 60 and a pacifist to 40.
Yeah.
Didn't do any of that by the time Legion hit. Now, though, I have gotten iron tunes up to, got one up to 73 before she went... I don't know if I told you about that, but yeah, she had an unfortunate incident. And then I do have pacifists in the 30s and 40s. Bloodthirsty. I've gotten bloodthirsties into the 40s, I think.
Okay.
Not right now, but I think I have done it at some point.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that. But we could actually, if you ever write a guide on challenge tunes, which would be awesome. You could actually call it, something like unfortunate incident or something right, like right. that, maybe, you know,
for
or
all the town to die.
For all the time I've killed before, you know. I have a little to go with it, you know.
Yes.
For all the tunes I've killed before.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, tell us what you've been up to, because once again, you're, you know, between you and basically Niecy with running all the challenge tunes that you guys run, like, you guys are so inspiring that you do make me kind of want to get back out there and keep going, which is great. So how many are you running and where are you up to with your challenge tunes?
Right now, I think I have about a dozen mm-hmm. that are going of different types. excuse me. Like I said, I did have that one iron paladin out in Northrend. I don't know if I told you about this or not, but she was out in Northrend and was actually out in Grizzly Hills and was mm-hmm. doing fine out by the shore. And I had, you know, landed to go kill a wolf or something. And one of those giant, you know, stone guys, the runed giants, spawned on top of me. He wasn't there. Oh. And then whoop, he's there. And he went poof. I don't even think he saw me. He just sort of sneezed in my direction and I fell down and he wandered off. So that was the death of my highest. I did have Ironic Hunter, my little gnome hunter that I made, you know, as soon as gnome hunters were available. I had, she kicked and bit ankles and clawed her way up to 61. I still had her in Blasted Lands. And she was up around the rim of where the portal is, and she sort of got closed in by some fell hounds and some of the demon guys there, and things weren't looking good. So I'm like, okay, I have to disengage and then, you know, run and sacrifice my little bunny. Unfortunately, I now know I really should make sure where that cliff is before I disengage.
Oh, no.
Because I disengaged right off into the pit of the portal, and I was already at like a quarter health, and I went,
ow, I feel you.
So that left me with her pair, a paladin, my iron palaver. I had him in my one guy tune. I had him actually over in Outland, and this just happened like 2 days ago. He was up to 63. Yeah. Doing really well. You know, I'm really trying to be careful. Like after the last contest we had where I was just like pedal to the metal, see how fast I can do this, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, then I had like really ran it back because, you know, everyone died. They get fought, you know, to a certain point and they just start dying. So I'm being really careful, but it's so hard. But I had Iron Plover out there and, you know, I had sort of, you know, done what I needed to do. So I went airborne to sort of check my quests to see where I should go next. And all of a sudden, I'm dead because a freaking Fell Reaver snuck up on me while I was in the air.
What?
In the air far enough. And he just sort of like walked through me, went, and I was dead. I put a picture on Twitter of, you know, him lying in the dirt with his face down and the Fell Reaver just, you know, plodding away.
I didn't know that they could actually hit you while you're up in the air.
Neither did I. I thought I was being so careful. So
I guess he just swatted you.
Wow.
Yeah, he just like, there you are.
All right, now I've got to go and have a look at a photo. I didn't
see that. So I do have my dwarf paladin over in Outlands now, and I just moved her on Sangermosh. But I got to tell you, when she was in Hellfire Peninsula, I was being so careful. It's like, you know, every time I'd kill a boar, and then I'd stop, and I'd do a 360, checking the horizon for Fell Reavers. And then I'd sight my next target, and I'd go kill it, and then I'd stop, and I'd turn around. I felt like John Belushi in Animal House, you know, zigzagging everywhere.
So
she is 62 and has just moved into Zangermarsh. And, you know, my lower tunes, I'm trying to keep them in the green on their quests. But of course, when you get up to the 60 area, it's hard. If you do the greens, you're over in Silithus or Blasted Lands, and you get like, you know, your XP is like inching up. I just can't do it. But everything's yellow in Outland. So I'm doing the yellow, but we'll see. But I have a pacifist. I have two in the 30s, one in the 40s, and I have bloodthirsties in the teens and 20s now, working their way up after hideous deaths. That's what I've been doing.
Wow.
Jeez.
But wow on the deaths.
I'm still
the one in the air with the bell reaver.
That's weird.
I didn't know that was doable.
I
would have thought you're in the air and
Yep, and I was in the air, so I didn't see the ground shaking or anything, but I didn't hear his little horn going. I was out in the western part, over near Zangarmarsch. I was in that area near the Falcon the Falcon Watchtower.
Yeah.
So be careful, folks.
Yes, it's actually it's probably a good thing that you're here to let us know, because I would have thought, you know, I've got my iron over there in Hellfire. I would have thought that being off the ground, being up in the air, but obviously, you know, it's not going to happen. And for that to happen, ouch.
And this is sort of an additional caution to the advice Stone had given you before about, you know, don't fly too high or you know, you'll fall off. But now don't fly, you know, you're just not safe anywhere.
Where's the safe spot going to be? I think we're all going to have different levels.
Yeah. Don't stop. Don't take your eyes off the screen unless you're like in your inn somewhere, you know. And at least when you're in an inn somewhere, we don't have Deathwing flying around killing people. I got killed in an inn once. It wasn't an Iron Man, but I was in an inn over in Twilight Highlands. I had my little dwarf was tucked away in the inn, and I went to get a beverage or something. I came back and there were flames everywhere, and she was a ghost.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's
so I'm really glad we don't have those, because I had Deathwing killed me several times, like coming into flight points. You know, you can see the flames everywhere, but you can't stop
Gadgetzon. Gadgetzon in particular. I remember that place burning, Deathwing flying over.
Yep, and, I got killed up in Stone Tower Mountains on a flight point.
Yeah, thank goodness we don't have that anymore. There would be many irons and challenge tunes shaking in their boots. Oh boy, Well, I mean, it's good that you're right back in there. Ironside is at 62. Awesome.
Yep.
So, what class is that one?
She is a dwarf paladin.
Okay, so she's another pally, right?
Yep.
Pallies are fun.
Do you like to rotate your classes a bit, or you enjoy sticking with your hunter pally type?
No, I rotate around. I have right now. Let me think. I have a warlock. I have a couple of druids. I have a rogue. That's a pacifist. I have a couple of shadow priests.
Okay. Yep.
Hunters. Yeah, but I like to rotate around. I always have a hunter. I always have a paladin. I do like them, but I rotate around everybody else.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, so I'm trying.
You enjoy the paladin.
Yeah. Right now, I'm trying to get a turtle for my undead hunter. She has her spider that, you know, she came with, but so I'm trying to. I finally got her over into hinterlands into. Where Taryn Mill is, that area.
Hillsbrad,
thank you. Got him to Hillsbrad, and I worked her way over to the river where the turtles live, and the turtles are too high for me to tame.
Yes.
She's level 18, and the turtles are 22, and they're like, nah, nah, we'll fight you if you want, but you can't tame us.
Go out to Durotar. Go to Ogrimmar, and Durotar, if you go out into Durotar, there is along the coast, just down there. There's turtles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll just take my folks up to Eversong Woods, but I just didn't feel like making that long trek out to the flight point. Then you have to trek all the way out to where the trolls are out there, and they have a lot of turtles. But I was being lazy. I'll just go to Hillsbrad. I'll just do it.
That's bad. Oh, otherwise, the bear. I find the bears awesome as well. So, yeah. I mean, the turtle's good, but the turtle normally has an AOE that can be a little bit like, especially if you just
Yeah, she does like thunderblast people.
Yeah.
But I have to say,
but the bear's strong.
my little gnome hunter, her little bunny is just awesome. Mm. Her bunny's name is Must Be Bunny. Must Be Bunnies. Nice. Must Be Bunnies. But nice. Yeah, that's a pretty good little fighter. And she's all armored, so.
Hmm.
I tried to figure out. I looked up what I could feed the bunnies because she didn't want any of the bread that I was tossing her. And it turns out they eat, like, engineering parts. I went on to the auction house and I bought, you know, some handfuls of copper bolts. She didn't like those because she was too old for those. So apparently you have to feed her different metal parts at different stages of maturity.
What? Really?
Oh.
Really?
So now she just, I just hit my heal button when I can, and otherwise she's on her own. Bunny, heal thyself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting to know. I know I've got one gnome hunter, but she's only little. But she's just a regular toon, not a challenge toon. But maybe I'll try one and see how they go. Why not? What's another one? Let's just roll them all.
Isn't that what we do?
Yeah. That's the thing about being an altaholic. Yes, we do like to do that. Well, good luck. Good luck with all your challenge tunes for this year in particular. We can't wait to see where you go with it. So that's very exciting. Stone.
Yes.
How you doing? What you been doing?
Reading the chat.
Funny. What have they been saying?
Turtles have a 50% damage reduction spell.
Reduction spell? Yeah. Yep.
Like, that's nice.
That's the good one. Yeah, that's a nice one. And Nisi says, don't forget you can band-aid your pets, which, yeah, that's
that
true.
That I knew, but I didn't find out until after I began doing all this stuff.
Yeah. And then, as he says, there's a macro. You can use /tar pet/use and whatever the bandage, which is honestly, that's, you know, instead of having to click on where you've got your bandage, that is definitely a great idea. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Wavy on me.
Yeah.
click, you know, click. I'll assign hotkeys to my action bars. That's about it.
Nice. So you were
option minus for my bandage.
You were in Sanger Marsh, or you're just heading in there, right? On one of your tunes. So I did things a little bit opposite, but once I hit level 60, I actually skipped Hellfire. Like, I did a few of the quests just to get to Honor Hold, and then I rode my way to Sanger Marsh and did the quest in there at level 666, level 60, and hit 62 in there.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I hit 62 in there, I came right back to Hellfire and I did all of the quests in there. I think I have.
Okay.
I think I'm done Hellfire now, and my Death Knight is at 63. Sorry, I was playing my Death Knight just because I hadn't played it for a while, and I kind of wanted something higher up just to be able to mess around with. And so I'm just at the end of 63. And and that was without a flying mount either. So I was doing all the...
Why?
I didn't have enough money. I didn't have enough. And I was like, oh, man. So about...
I don't even go out there anymore until I can fly. I'm just not.
Well, I mean, I had to watch, and definitely at about halfway through 63, I got enough gold to go buy flying, and it definitely made things a lot easier and a lot quicker to be able to move around. Like when you're at the one of the last little quests that you get is to go find the dude that betrayed his town or something, and go find the key to unlock him or something like that, and go shrink the great big guy, right? You have to make him really small. Well, I mean I usually do it, and it usually works okay, and everything worked out okay because I could fly, and I just jump in, drop in, and do my stuff and get the heck out, and it was actually okay. I did notice that fighting the regular slave guys, they do a shout on you that reduces how much you can hit them for, and then that was not fun. But besides that, I finished up Hellfire, and so now.
And you didn't do the cave either, did you?
I did do the cave. I did everything.
You did do the cave?
Okay. Yeah, and I was fine. I was just going around. I think I'm heading back to Grimmarsh to start doing the quests that are in the other town. What's the other Alliance town?
The one as if you're going into Blade's Edge, the yes. one that's right near that. Yeah. Something harbor or something?
Yeah, the harborage.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it harborage?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got a whole ton of quests from there to do, and then and then I don't know where I'm gonna go. Because
grand.
Yes and no. I did that last time and it didn't work out very well. And I think I might just do Teladur. Terrakar Teladur. Not yet. Not for a while.
Wow.
I'm just gonna go up on into up into Warlords. Yeah. It'll be okay. No worries. Yeah. It'll be all fine. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It'll be all good. Next week I'll be here. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. That's really what I got to do for ironing.
So, okay. With the DK, with starting with the DK, obviously, you're starting at level 55.
Yes.
And I mean, the big thing with getting money that you said, it took you a while to get money. So how much, how much do you think those first few levels you only running around with 50 gold or a couple of hundred gold? I mean, I haven't done a DK for quite some time. So I'm just, for you to get flying to actually buy your flying, you had to wait till nearly 63 to get it.
Yeah, I need,
that's a fair chunk.
200 and I'm going to say 25 gold to buy flying and Outland. And I could have got it at 61, but I may have accidentally purchased flying for Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor before buying the other one. Cause I don't.
Wow.
Yeah. I just click. Oh, I could buy this one. Click. Oh, geez. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have enough for the one that I really want.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So do you remember what's the total that you need for Eastern Kingdoms, Kalimdor, and
225 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you need to really get yourself about 500 gold to cover.
Death Knights don't get that easy flying. Mm. If you had leveled up from one, you would have the gold for sure.
Yeah, but I forgot that you were on DK. That's why I was Death surprised Knights, that you hadn't gotten it yet.
Yeah, Death Knights don't get the gold. Like, you can't sell. Like, your gear that you sell is worth copper. It's nothing, right? So, and you can't even sell your default bags. So they're just there, and like, you can't even sell them. Like, you get nothing. Like, the vet
and again,
won't even take it. So.
Yeah, so you mostly need to really pick.
So you need to do quests, right? Because really, that I mean, yeah. Well, even then you're spending gold again.
No, but I mean, if you're while you're questing, you might pick up a green or something from a kill.
Oh, right, gotcha.
Maybe good enough to sell for a couple of hundred gold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, when you take between. Looking at your different tunes, how an iron can run, from an iron from level one to starting an iron on a DK, and then of course it'd be different if you wanted to do a demon hunter. Like, there's a whole different aspect again because you've got all these different levels. Not that I'm gonna do that, but
do it.
Sometimes people don't do think it. About no.
I dare you.
Maybe eventually, but no. Not unless it comes up on a competition, buddy. And then we're all in.
Speaking of which, no. Anyways.
No, we'll talk about it's that. Interesting. So,
yeah.
Mm. It's because, I mean, gold makes the World of Warcraft go round. So you need gold to buy things. You need gold to buy white gear, you know, flying, food, just even to buy food to and bandages, you know, if you haven't picked up enough. So.
Death Knights, one of the bigger problems, I mean, it is easier now that you have that you can pick your blood spec and all that stuff, but you can't get food. And you can't buy your gear because you have no gold. Yeah. Like you've got nothing. And
so
right
what
now
spec
that's
are you
the
doing
hardest
your DK? Blood.
Blood. Yep. I'm going blood the whole way. So I wasn't, and then I was having problems, so I was like, nope, I'm switching over. I don't want to die.
So what's default for a DK?
Default is unholy.
Is that okay. All right.
And
Rogue Slayer,
I prefer
when
that one.
You
to be honest.
Sorry,
I was just gonna say
with Rogue Slayer running your tunes, do you normally stick with the default, or again, do you like to just change it to something that you feel a little bit stronger with?
I normally, often the default is the one that I would want, like with a paladin, it's retribution. But I did find that with the priest, it wasn't, I want shadow and it wasn't defaulting to shadow. So I didn't even notice it at first. Cause I think we talked about this a while ago. It's like, yeah, I was just so that I discovered that back when I wasn't used to dealing with specs on challenge tunes, you know, and I was like, wait, I can make her a shadow. Bam.
Bam.
Yeah. Bam.
Yes. Yeah. It's still one of those things. I don't think we've all quite got that into our brain as to, you know, oh, wait, we can change. And, you know, because we've never had that before. So,
right.
So, okay. That's interesting. All righty. Thanks for that. What are you doing shaking your head at me?
Shaking my head at chat. So Lita, what have you been up to?
I've been playing my Bloodthirsties as well. Yay! I'm still so my Night Elf Druid, which is over in Desolus. She's still level 34. Again, still killing basilisks around the little watering hole, as such that I will say. So I put a couple of bars on her, which was nice to do. And then I had started a hunter, a Night Elf hunter as a Bloodthirsty last week or the week before. Okay. And I've got her up to level 8. I've not clicked on any quests. All I've done is killed the moment that she spawned, like when she spawned, to right through. So I'm just outside Dolinar, running around and killing. I'm killing the furbogs. Bear. Yeah. So I'm sort of just running around trying to kill everything. I was lucky. I actually picked up 2 rares last night. That was awesome because it was, you know, boosted up the XP a bit. I was like, yay!
Yeah.
So that was good. The only thing I did was I took her to Darkmoon Fair because Darkmoon Fair finishes. I'm not sure if it's finished yet or it will be finishing soon.
Nope, not
but
yet.
I did take her to get a bag and to get like just to hand in the quest so I could buy a 16 slot bag. Because I didn't even pick up. It was only last night that I finally picked up a 6-slot bag when I killed something. And then about 30 minutes later, I picked up another one. I was like, oh, thank goodness. My little backpack was like, I'm like, come on, give me some stuff. And it was also, I didn't have, and this is the problem I found with, because you're not questing, and starting from level 1, I went to buy some gear. I'm like, okay, I can get a better bow. No, I can't. Yeah. I can't afford it. I've got like 3 silver and 27 copper, and I need 24 silver. And you know, and I'm like, damn it. So I thought, well, if I take it to Darkmoon Fair, I'll get, you know, I'll just hand in the quest, get the tickets, sell, get them back. And then she's got 10 gold. Basically, I've got 10 gold. I've also got another 16 slot bag. And I'm like, okay, I can have a little leeway. And I picked up a couple of greens, but nothing that's really worthy to sell on the auction house. But at least now I've got a little bit of a buffer that I can go and put something on the auction house. And so she's level 8. And I must admit, do not have to pay so much attention on the hunter. It's quite good. Mm-hmm. I was watching my Netflix and kind of just chilling, and I could just sort of zone out, just massacre all the bloodthirsters. And yeah, it is. It's quite tranquil. Can I say that?
Ironically,
it's quite tranquil to just be mass killing pixels. It's great.
So tranquil to be out slashing and hacking.
Yeah, I know. And so that's just what I've been doing. She's level. I got a dinged her to level 8. She was level 6, but I got 2 levels on her last night just by, yeah, as I said, just kind of zoning out, not really paying attention to what I was doing. Like, I am paying attention, but you're not. You're picking off one thing at a time. And the times that I did have to accidentally pull 2 mobs, it wasn't so much as you kind of go, it was like, yep, okay, concuss shot, and just whatever I've got, Wyvern Sting or whatever the shot is. And it's just like, okay, just, we're okay. I mean, I don't have the heal pet yet. I've only got the revive pet because I haven't dinged level 10, obviously, to get all the pet abilities, to feed and heal my pet yet. But, the tiger or the little white saber panther thing that I've got is going quite well. So I'm not gonna swap that pet out yet till probably I get to when I get off the island and go over to, what is it, Darkshore. I might go and pick myself up a bear or a turtle.
Lots of bears.
Bear.
Yeah. So, but it's quite good. I wouldn't say it's definitely easier on the hunter, but you can kind of just chill and zone out a little bit. On the druid, and it's not the fact, I mean, well, maybe it's the fact that the druid being 34, I'm feral on the druid, but I'm still finding my feet with, I suppose, that kind of rotation of killing, sort of getting up, I suppose, to get that rage or that energy up that I can then pretty much go, okay, now I can one-shot this basilisk. But then for the next 2, I'm building that back up kind of thing. I might kill them in maybe 4 or 5, and then I get to that 3rd one that I can actually one-shot and still take a bit of damage. And, of course, still need to make sure that I right-click off the little 5-minute healy buff that it gives me every time I kill something. So it's a little, I feel like the druid is definitely a little bit slower, whereas the hunter, you can just kind of pull, like, it's just right, that one's dead, right, pull the next one, that one's dead, pull the next one. There's no real, other than looking at the pet and just see how much damage, but it seems to gain back quite quickly. So if I stop for, like 10 seconds, it's back to full health. Like, and I'm going, wow, it's, I don't know if the regen is supposed to be that good, but yeah, I'll take it. Okay, let's regen, go kill one again.
The regen, they did tweak it so you don't regen as quick because it was better before, but it's still pretty high because, and then it changes again at level 20, and then it changes again at level 40, which that's what they said, that they tweak it a little bit. So,
And Nisi says that's right, there's not a lot of downtime with the hunter, which is great. So, for those times, then you do, which is the good thing about grinding with the bloodthirsty, is you don't have to think about the quest. You don't need to think about, okay, I need to go over here. I need to kill this. Oh, I actually should read the quest and see what I'm doing and not wander over here and think I'm killing the right thing. Not that I've done that.
Never.
But yeah, so with the Bloodthirsty, you can just, you know, it's just kill, kill, kill. So it kind of, yeah, it does have this kind of tranquil zen-like quality, yeah. Which some people might find disturbing from me, but, you know, bleh, whatever.
No.
It's quite relaxing.
Yeah. It's yeah. Normal. So, normal for you, so, I think. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm happy with where they are. I want to get the Hunter is, of course, out of rested, but I kind of want to get at a level 10, so I'll probably push through maybe, you know, a little bit more today just to try and get it to level 10 so I can get it registered and then, you know, start making a bigger push. Plus Darkmoon Fair is finishing, so I feel like, yeah, that's cool. I've got my bonus in of getting the extra little gold to give her, to give her a little bit of leeway, so okay. So yeah, but other than that, I did look at my iron, and I'm like,
like,
I
hey.
Know I should just suck it up. Yeah, so. Yeah. She's looking at me going, hi, I'm still here. I'm in Outlands. I'm level 61. You haven't touched me. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I really.
At you.
I know. Yeah. She's kind of giving me that evil look of you have not touched me. I'm like, yep, okay. I know. I need to just suck it up and just keep questing on her. But though I had the two near-death experiences with the damn Fel Reaver, so I do understand your pain, because that Fel Reaver is quite nasty. So yes, yeah, so that's what I have been doing with my challenge tunes.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So getting there, just plodding along slowly, which is always good. As he says, with survival, you get a heal after you kill a mob.
Mm.
Ew. Okay.
That's nice.
That's, yeah. Maybe, nah, I still like my Beastmaster.
I mean, like survival, you're melee, right? Yeah. So, I don't know if I'd like that very much.
Yeah.
I mean, not gonna say Hunter, but anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, next.
Next.
All right.
We go on to news?
Yes. Ready?
Yes.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
And that's the original one that you did, Rogue Slayer, that it didn't work, and then all of a sudden it did work.
It's back.
Yeah, it was exploit, wasn't it? There was something weird with
something exploit. Was going on. I think it was VLC player, but that's just me. Okay, so the first thing that's happening in World of Warcraft that does kind of pertain to us is there's a Diablo anniversary event. It kind of ends soon. Basically, there's some items that you can get, the blue buff fight items that you get in your bag, and if you get them in your bag, they kind of give you a passive buff. There's no real rule, but honestly, I don't think it should be allowed because you get plus health and plus mana and strength, and you can get them from killing the treasure goblin, right? And you don't even, and as long as you tap it, I mean, you'll get it, right? So
but
the treasure goblin, right? The treasure goblin, you have to be in either the sewers, which have fun with that with your iron. I mean, I guess if you really want to, or in a Legion zone, you know, again, good luck with that too. So I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, oh, that's right. Okay, I was thinking Soulbound. I'm like, why am I talking about Niecy? Good luck. And anyway, so yes, I'm not talking about her character, but the items are Soulbound. So good luck trying to get it. I mean, it might be possible, but I guess, if you want to stay within, you know, the spirit of it.
All I can say is if you're going down into the sewers, like, even if you get yourself to New Dalaran,
yeah, Yeah.
Which
don't go in the sewers.
As a low level, you shouldn't be going to New Dalaran because that would mean you grouped up with someone and you've got a portal, which isn't allowed anyway. But if you go down into the Dalaran sewers, trust me, I spent 3+ hours down there the other night. And between getting flagged for PvP, thankfully, you know, and the ring is not a huge, massive PvP server, but between running and that and for people trying to get those goblins down, we missed like at least 12 in the 3+ hours we were down there because people hit them and not wait. So it can be quite difficult and honestly would not do it on a challenge zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even go near the sewers. On, I usually don't even go down there on my normal, dude. I mean, I'm kind of forced to now because I need 3 more scrolls to get to make the toy, right? So
to make the toy.
Anyway, so the other news. It's not World of Warcraft news, but it's in our World of Warcraft commune. Basically, you might have heard there is a thing called a Ice Crown Challenge. It's run by a lovely person. Her name is Kane Ratzel. This is the 3rd year in a row that she's run this. And this year her goal is to raise $3,000 for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Right now she's at $2,667. She's running it until January the 14th. The rules are all up at bit.ly/IceCrown2016, which will be up on the website. One of the big things that I thought was funny is that she only plays a mage, right? And warlocks are not good for her. She doesn't like them.
She hates warlocks.
She hates them. She says if she meets her goal of $3,000, which is $333 away. Wow. She will level a Iron Man warlock.
Wow.
So yes. So I've got to do mine. So I was going I'm going to do my run probably about an hour or so after this show is over. If you have any change to spare, even a dollar would help her because the URL isn't working, really. bit.ly/IceCrown2016. Because what if it gets flooded? Wow, it's not working. That is awesome. I will talk with her. Let's see if we can do this live because she might have posted something up about it. I'm not sure. That's very weird because she's done it 3 years in a row. And she's lost folks. We have all lost folks. And especially this year, I wanted to make sure that I did something. Not seeing bit.ly/IceCrown2016. bit.ly/IceCrown2016.
Yeah, it's still up there.
So
I just went by Twitter.
Oh, sorry. And I went by Twitter. Yeah, what's up with that? Well, so you heard the sound effect. She's now at $2,787. Here, I'll post the real link. I'm not sure what the deal with that is in the chat. That's weird. So just, you know, because of all the things that have happened over the last month or so, I just thought this would be a good thing to do. And again, I'm going to do my run later on tonight. So basically what this is that you're supposed to run Ice Crown as quick as you can or as long as you want. For every second that you're in there, you don't donate a penny. Okay, so basically it would take you about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. So it's about $25 more or less, right? So
unless you die.
That kind of thing. Unless you die, you know, all that stuff.
Or you get slowed down by someone, you know. I'm sure there's ways of doing that can slow things down.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, are you? So yeah, well, I'll be doing it later tonight, and we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure. I'll stream it here though, so because we I want to do it. Because if she's gonna do an Iron Man Warlock, that's a big thing for her. So
sure.
So
yeah. Yeah, we want her to do an Iron Man Warlock. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We'll see how long that will last, though.
Definitely. I am all in. Excellent. All right, so site news. We've had some changes.
Oh, some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like what?
What
kind of changes?
Changes.
Okay, sorry. I'm just. I'll shut that down. I keep.
You know what to do with.
Okay, so pacifist changes. Okay, so this was announced on December the 22nd after we went off, and so basically it's come down to we're gonna make small changes and we'll move from there. But overall, this is what's changed for the. Pacifist challenge, and this is basically to address the crap that is proximity kills, where you know you just happen to be going by and you don't do anything and you get the kill. You didn't do anything. You didn't even tag them. You didn't even look at them, and then all of a sudden you can loot them. That's a bunch of horse hockey. I understand why Blizzard wants to do it, but for us, it's no good. So a way around that is to do the changes that we've done so far, or that the what we're going to talk about right now, is you're basically allowed up to 2 kills as long as there are no killing blows. You will stay green flagged. If you have... if you have fewer killing blows than you do have kills, you will be yellow flagged. So you could have 1 kill and 1 killing blow, you will be yellow flagged. If you have 1 kill and no killing blows, no, then you're green flagged still. If you have 3 or more killing blows, then you're going to be red flagged, because that should mean that you have 3 or more kills. If by chance you still get proximity kills, which is still going to be a thing, if you have 3 or more of those right now, you will be red flagged. So basically 3 strikes you're out. I know that folks kind of want that to be higher, but we'll see how things go. For this, once you're sure that you want to go this far, good. But the problem is that you can't go back, right? So I could see that maybe we could go up as high as 5 kills without any blows, but we'll see what happens, I guess. Also, the challenge we've added, which we should have done that in the first place, the Iron Man changes that were applied, quote, the back to basics, end quote, is now applicable to the pacifist challenge. I was going to do that anyways, it just wasn't up on the website, and I figured that now is as good as time as any to make the change. So basically, you still need to worry about proximity kills, so you should be wary. There's one person that had 1 kill and was red flagged from before, and when they got green flagged, I noticed that they actually got a second kill, but no blows. So it's still a thing. You still need to be worried about it. Could we change that in the future? Maybe. We'll see how much it does hurt folks. The other thing, someone suggested that we look at damage done as far as whether or not we should flag someone. We can't do that. There are some quests that do cause damage, but don't result in kills and don't result in killing blows. And they should be fine for a pacifist to use. Unfortunately, it was not the way that they want, like the method that I chose was not the way that they wanted it. And damage done seemed to be the, this is how we have to do it. Believe me, if we could have done it this way, I would have done it that way. Easy for me to do. The other way makes it a little bit more complicated. I'd rather not do that, but damage done is not a good stat. So, I'd say, trust me, I've looked at it. It's not good to use. So the other thing that got affected by making the rule change is that because these kills were basically being applied any time after Warlords actually came out, we decided to apply the rule change to all tunes. So that means that Zyrell, who previously was red flagged 45 minutes before hitting max level due to one of these kills, is now absolutely green flagged because she never did anything wrong, right? So she is green flagged and is now in the list of level 100 pacifist champions. I do have her in the little thingy that gets change every time you reload the page in the victory podium part. Like I said, you know, so we could go higher. I prefer not to do it right away. We want to see how things go. So that's pacifist.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And proximity kills have been, they've been such a pain in the arse. I mean, we already worry about dying due to DCs, dying due to mobs that are in the ground that you can't touch. You know, this is something that we can do. Like, at least we can tweak it a little bit to worry about it. So,
yeah.
You know, so you should still be careful. Good luck, I guess. So.
Okay.
All
right. So, the other ones we've got... is some
bloodthirsty
changes to bloodthirsty.
We don't want to talk about that. Let's go to the next one.
No.
Okay.
Come back here.
So, right off the bat, bloodthirsty. If you haven't heard, I hope you're sitting down. Okay,
and if
good.
If you're not, sit down.
And if you're not, sit down. Okay, so we also applied the back to base changes to this as well, just because that's how we should go, just to try to keep things as simple as we can. But the biggest part was, and we've discussed over the last 3 weeks, three shows, was that I was looking at a way to, number one, differentiate a challenger between being a bloodthirsty and also being a iron. So if you use the full rules, you could not do both. If you want to make it harder on yourself, absolutely go for it. So the other thing was that getting up into Legion, good luck getting a kill or two. It's possible, but I don't want this challenge to be a 1 out of 10,000. You know, it shouldn't be easy, but it shouldn't be nigh impossible, right? So it shouldn't be one of these things where it's like, oh my God, only one person did it. Grats, which would be a huge grats, but then everyone else doesn't want to do it because it's just boring. So we were looking at talents and, you know, and green gear was not a thing, and professions was out. So basically the other options that we were trying to look at, it was only having a green weapon, which through testing, I do want to say, Nisi helped test a metric,
time.
ton. Because I usually like to use another term of things out. So thank you to her. So using a green weapon didn't have a huge, huge impact. Doing 2 to 3 pieces of green gear did not have a huge impact and actually caused a whole bunch of tracking issues. And it then also becomes extremely complicated for a person to use, for a person to keep track of for their challenger. So the other option was having green gear only for characters that were level 100, which would then mean you're having a different challenge from one to 100, and then a completely different challenge past that. We don't want to do that. We want it to be one. Talents, minimal impact to trying to fight. It was more about CCing, that kind of stuff, and we didn't see enough of a boost. And in fact, there was hardly any boost. And professions, really, there was no impact. And honestly, professions, I kind of feel that's more a challenge thing. So, you know, overall, I made the final call. However, I did speak with lots of people about this. And the call that I made, that initially I was like, no way, is that, you know, all bloodthirsties can use all green gear. So you can go nuts on it. Now, if you want to level up without wearing green gear, go for it. Absolutely go for it. That's fine. But, you know, you could, I would say you could probably do it up to Legion zones. And at that point, I know that you could save up your quests to do in there. It's not, that won't be enough. So, you know, and this challenge, this is actually a challenge that the name changed, but I was the one that made it as far as basing it off of the opposite of what Pacifist was supposed to be. And like I said before, it was never, ever intended to be one in a million was able to do it. And this is a Iron Man variant. It is not the Iron Man challenge. It does not mean you can still list your character for both challenges. It's just when you're on Bloodthirsty, you have to make sure you're wearing white gear. And that's okay, because if you can do both, great. But I don't see it going to happen anytime soon. We've never, ever had anybody get to max. And actually, the only person that's gotten to 100 was actually very vocal not to have green gear. And they actually went into the zones and they're like, this isn't going to happen. They almost died. And it wasn't like because they're being a goof or anything, but this is serious stuff. Like because the mobs scale, it's different. So, then he became let's do it. So, you know, so, I mean, it, and again, I mean, it, you know, I did speak with a lot of folks about it. I know it's not Iron Man, and it's not Iron Man. This is different. And, you know, and again, you're not forced to wear the green gear. Go as far as you can. Go as far as you can without it. Go do it. And if you can make it to max, I will sing your praises from here to high noon. It would be great. Good luck with that, you know. So that's the bloodthirsty changes.
Yeah.
I'm done talking.
No, green is good. Bloodthirsty only.
It's
people.
Yes.
And I must admit, like, I mean, as much as mine are very, very low down the rung of what, you know, what a lot of people are at, mm-hmm. but I've not even picked up a green that I could utilize on either of them, because I'm going to need to rely on killing something and looting it.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. because you're not doing the quest
right.
like an iron that will give you the green that would work.
You can possibly so you can buy green gear from the auction house, you can buy green gear from a vendor, but typically you normally get your green gear from quests. I would suggest very highly do not do your quests, hold on to them until you're very high up, very mm-hmm. very high. So
yes, as soon as I read this change, I went on to my three bloodthirsties that I had out there, and they had a bunch of green stuff that they had just been picking up and putting in the auction house.
Yeah.
And as those auctions expired, or what I still had in my bag, I went right out and I looked, see, okay, I can use that one. And I have green gear on all of them now. I mean, it's not, they're not fully green geared, but I had stuff I could utilize just from picking up, from mobs that I killed. And a couple of them got like, some of the regular low vendors will have like one green pair of boots or a bow or something. And I'll grab that. But I'm all over this. I love it.
Yeah.
My downfall is I have to change my brain when I stop playing I play all my bloodthirsties at once. Like I'll go one to one to one. And then say, okay, it's not bloodthirsty anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm doing Iron Man. No green. The same thing I go, okay, pacifist. Don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't like bounce bloodthirsty iron. I have to like do, okay, today I'm doing pacifists.
I totally understand. Like when I first began to look at the options, I was like, green gear, there's no way. No. And that's why we really looked at talents, and even that, and talents was, it was nothing. Like nothing. Mm. So I totally understand. It just it's feels weird. I totally understand.
All the time.
Absolutely. Well, and if you were to make it that high and you die to the first mob because you're grossly overpowered, is that a problem with you or is that a problem with the challenge? I honestly think this was a problem with the challenge where it's too hard and it's meant to be hard, but not that hard. Right. Mm-hmm. So,
it's just green gear.
Yes.
It's not any gear.
No,
you know, you not still blue, can't have purple really good
heirlooms. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and it's not like you can have a profession so you can make yourself green gear. Like, you know, there's still none of that. It's just a basic green. So it's exciting. And like you said, Rogueslayer, getting your head into the zone for when you're on a bloodthirsty as opposed to iron and pacifist is also a good idea. So it's very exciting. And thank you, Nisi, for all the testing that you've done.
Nisi would send me walls of text and like, I'm so sorry for sending you all this text. I'm like, it's okay. No, it's good. It's good. Cause I can see. Right. And
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Nisi. Yeah. We really appreciate it. Yeah. That's fantastic. And for everyone that you've spoken to, Stone,
yeah,
who's
absolutely.
Given,
so
you know, obviously given 2 cents
yeah.
as to, if, you know, the,
and if they want to come forward and say, you know, you helped out, great. I knew it was not going to get, it was going to get a mixed bag of, you know, like yays and nays. So I didn't want folks to bear the brunt of it. That's, I guess my job is to bear the brunt of this. So if you want to say who you are, then you can. And if not, that's okay. So you don't have to bear the brunt of anything bad.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, how about we go on to the state of the challenges?
Okay. So for the irons, we'll start off with Belikov. Hits level 72. So, man. Sesenitsu. Yes. hit level 74, Iron Nubes dies at level 75. Marg Blink hits level 80. Iron Azzy hits level 83. Marg Rage hits, hits level 85. Margadin hits level 86. D-Dreven W, that's his warrior, hits level 91. D-Dreven dies. He died. Level 100. There goes the Chamois. I think that's actually the highest Chamois that we've had.
Wow.
Well, at least he's a Iron Warlord, right, in the titles. So, and Peaches hits level 103.
Yay!
Woo, that's awesome.
Yes.
Nice work.
All right, and on Bloodthirsties, we have Conjured Soul, 29. No Quest for I, 30.
That's an awesome name. I love it.
Pixiepe hits 32.
Hi, Pixie.
Xyoblood, 40. Dread, 55. Red flagged for a Rune Soulblade equipped.
Blue.
With a little theme here, Darblood at 55. Red flagged, Rune Soulblade, and quests too high. It looks like this one also didn't set the character achievements only. So don't forget to do that, everybody.
Yep.
And then Bloodthirsty. Level 55, red flag, health potion used. That must be frustrating. Hemo Brittle, it's level 62. Soulbound, 78. And Never Died Blood, 101.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice job, everyone.
I'd be in awe at that one.
I know, right? That's yeah. Don't forget about the red flags, guys. Commiserations, but you need to be really, really careful about doing those things. All right, let me do the pacifist because Stone's given me all the pacifists. All right, has a fist hit level 37. Organ Grinder hit level 40. That's an interesting name. All right, Joyful Vegan. I wonder who that is. Level 42. And Compassiona. 43!
Yep.
Go Rogue Slayer. Snuffle Tips hit level 50. Flower Child hit 52. Huey Hamster hit 59. Inapt Iron hit 70. Sarah Nella hit level 80.
Oof.
And the Ugly Truth, Google Translate, because I'm not pronouncing the other one.
There's a pronunciation there.
There's a pronounce. I even wrote it down for you.
I still can't do it. You know what I can't do.
There you go.
Thank you. There you go. Hit 102. Oh my gosh. 102.
Wow.
Hold on.
That is amazing. Ooh.
Hold
that
on.
Is amazing.
Oh, okay. So this is the character that was flagged for the one kill at 90. I'm going to say 98.
97, 98.
Yeah. And then when we reset the flags for it, they've got the second kill, but no blows yet. So hopefully they can carry on. I did want to mention in the chat room, Roguester just said that pray for Fair. She lost her druid at 105, Grinch got her. Was this last week? It wasn't this week. It couldn't have been this week. I think it was the week before. Yeah, I think it was the week before. But still, I mean, 105 is. That's a let's curl up in the closet, and I'm not coming out for a while.
Oh, Fair, so sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, week before. Okay. But you know what? Good job, everyone.
Yep.
That's amazing. I mean, I know that we've lost a few this week, but well done for all the challenge, you know, your challenge tunes, because that's truly inspiring. Well done, everyone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So the next part, we're going to talk about the contest and where we are as a website going to go forward with future contests. Basically, you know, Lita and I do a show. I'm the one that takes care of the website and all the code. But besides that, you know, family, I want to play other games. There's you know, I appreciate all the help that folks can give, and this person had come up with a challenge that we're going to use, just not right now, and then they came up with another one and volunteered their time to kind of take care of these things for us. And honestly, the amount of, before I bring him on, because I want to talk without him being on. So you know, I just want to say that, you know, I've really seen that the amount of effort that they put into making this a success has been over and above what I expected. Going forward, Markathon is going to be kind of taking over the competition stuff, like trying to create themed ones. He will have more to talk about it. Let me bring him on here. And it's going to screw up the screen, but whatever. So how do I do that? Yes, I'm a, there. That's how we do it. Ba-doop. Yeah. Markathon.
Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Markathon, thank you for coming
on.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, so.
So.
Competition talk.
Yeah, so, you know, I talked about, you know, about a little bit what you're going to be doing going forward. Really thank you for all the work that you've done, because really, honestly, it's been great. Do you want to tell us what the competition is? Because Frozen, you've been hyping the crap out of it. I've been trying to hype the crap, but you've been doing it more than me. Go for it.
Yeah, so, first of all, I want to thank you, Stone, for give me a chance to do this and create content for the community. So I really want to thank you for that. So going forward with the competitions in the future, how I'll come up with the ideas is I always want to try and theme them, maybe give some RP element to them, a fun aspect. And I always want to try and cater for as many people as possible, a bigger player base. So that will include, for every competition, I want to try and include both factions. I know that some people, they like playing Horde. Some people like playing Alliance, so I want to cater for them. If I create a multiple class competition, I always want to try and balance it. There's no point putting mages up against paladins or something like that. I always try and create a competition that promotes playing an underplayed class or an underplayed race, or a mixture of the two, which is easier to do now because you have all your graphs. Lastly, most importantly of all, I want to try and include competitions in the future that involve Bloodthirsty and Pacifist challenges. And I understand there's people out there that only play Bloodthirsty, there's people out there that only play Pacifist or a mixture of the two.
Yeah.
I want to cater for them.
Awesome.
And a spoiler, and I did ask Stone if I could say this. The next competition will be a Bloodthirsty competition. And I won't go any further because Stone will show him.
It'll be boop, boop.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark's gone.
So, into the competition. The title's Frozen, and I'll get into that in a bit. So, first of all, the Iron Man rules apply to this competition. All the rules can be found on the website. Secondly, you must be a Frost Mage. You cannot deviate from being a Frost Mage. It is the default spec. So at level 10, it will give you Frost spec as default. So if you deviate from that any time before you sign up or after you sign up, you will be red flagged. But that is only within the competition. You will not be red flagged in the actual Iron Man challenge. So you can carry on playing that character, but within the competition, you'll be red flagged. And that's the same for the third rule, which is you have to either be Blood Elf or human. If for some reason you sign up as a Night Elf or a Gnome, you will be red flagged. But again, that's only for the competition. You will not be red flagged in the main Iron Man challenge. As for the competition rules, it's the highest living character at the end that will win. If you die, then you're basically at zero again. You have to start again.
And they've got to be green. They've got to be green flagged. So
yeah, you have to be green flagged.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As for the frozen part of it, which is the sort of theme, this isn't anything really to do with the challenge, but it's kind of a fun thing. And I come up with the frozen idea. It's kind of an RP thing where you can make a female human or a female blood elf. You don't necessarily have to be female, but you can like call them Elsa or Elsa's, you know, something to do with Elsa. Get out a tiny snowman. Just like really ham it up. Go for it. Go for the RP. You know, maybe even send Stone some pictures on Twitter. I don't know.
Sure.
So yeah, it's basically just style points, really. Maybe you'll show them on the show. I don't know.
Sure.
And yeah, so basically the competition starts now. Well,
yep.
When this show finishes, the competition starts.
Nope. It's up now.
Oh, it's basically starting now. Starting now. So go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that it ends on January the 21st. When the show starts on January the 21st, which is January the 22nd in Australia and Europe, the competition ends.
Yep.
So the winner will be said on that show.
Yes. One of the things that we changed between this challenge, this contest, and the last one was that before you could only be level 10 to list your character. Now you can be between level 10 and 15, and that's because sometimes folks get to level 10 and then they forget and they go to like level like 11 or 12 and they're like, oh, Zorts, I'm looking at you, Zorts. So if you list your character anywhere between 10 and 15, you're fine. And like Marg said, I must say that do not change your spec at all ever, because we can tell if you've changed the spec. And Marg actually showed me that. I had no idea, and the information comes in where if you are only in your spec that you hit at level 10, the other spots for the other specs that you could have are blank. So we can tell if you've switched. We can't tell how many times you switched, but we can tell. So stay in Frost, because Frost is Mage's default. So please, if you want to do this, don't switch. If the contest is over, then you can switch all you want, and you don't need to worry, because we'll take a snapshot of the end and this and that. So if I wanted to add a character for the Frozen Challenge, do I just add it like I would a normal Iron Man, or is there a different way to enter it into the contest? If you actually go to enter it in like a normal Iron Man right now, you will see extra fields that say you need to opt in, the little check mark, and you also need to give an email address twice, and that email address is only seen by me, and that's for the purposes of distributing prize. This isn't stuff. And once the contest is over, the emails are gone. So I don't keep them. But you have to opt in. If you do not opt in by accident, let me know and I'll look at your character and see if I can still do it if you're between 10 and 15. Or actually, I just remove you and have you to re-add yourself. That will probably be a lot easier. So the prize is we're looking at a $25 gift card from either Blizzard or Steam, just to change it up a bit, because you know, we I mean we've offered mounts and pets and Blizz, is there this, this, and that, right? And I just thought, you know, if you wanted the option of maybe having some money towards a different game besides WoW, like you're, I thought, you know, just see how it goes. And, you know, if it goes well, then it goes well. So hopefully that's enough incentive, I guess. So
also, I told Stone that whoever comes second, because I think that's just as good. If you come second, you weren't the bride, but you're the bridesmaid, but you still deserve something. So I'm going to donate a pet from the pet store. I think it's £9. I think that's $10 to whoever comes second.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I've made my tune. I'm good.
Okay. So, Lita, you're going to do... Are we doing a thing with each other? Are we doing like a side thing?
Really,
or?
Really, you need to ask. You really need to ask, Stone.
I don't know if I have enough time.
Well, then I win. Woo!
Done.
I'm already off. I'm already killing.
Because you know we're tied, right? Like we're tied one. Like we're tied
one.
Don't worry.
Then I'm gonna win. I'll be one up on you. Woo! I'm going. That's it. I'm killing stuff.
I'm taking you down to Chinatown.
If you listen to this show like later on, don't worry. You know, if you feel like, you know, people are on 30 already, or don't worry. People die.
People die.
That's right.
People die.
People die all the time. Yes. Yeah.
So don't worry. Weeks? Don't feel like you're late to the party. Just go for it.
2 weeks. Yeah. Sweet. That's awesome. What a great competition. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And no, I didn't call mine like Lita Elves or anything.
Yeah. Anna's sister gone. Or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Zorts is
I just want to say, if you listen to this, just spread the word, you know, let's get people playing this competition. Let's build a community. If you're a YouTuber or just on social media, just tell your friends, your family, if they play WoW. You know, let's make this a good year for WoW Challengers, basically. 2017.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. That's wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Zort says he's made Zort Seltzer.
Zort Seltzer, yeah. I want to see Zort's how many Elsas we can get in that list.
I'm not doing an Elsa. Oh, but anyway, that's awesome. That's so good. Frozen Frog is born. So we've got her.
Okay,
all right. Okay. Yeah. It's iron Azzy. It's like normal iron, but with a couple of...
Yeah, let
it's
go.
It's iron. It's iron.
Yes.
I hate iron. Frozen. Oh, damn not. Yeah.
Oh, Mark, let it go.
Let it go.
Ding, level 2.
Oh, give me a break. Whatever. Okay.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, thank you that's very much. Yeah. So I'm actually really looking forward to the other challenge that we were having a look at afterwards. I'm looking forward to that. So
awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. We have chit chat. Lita. Stop playing. Chit-chat.
I'm not. I'm reading chat in here. Beaten 453 says if I were to have a mage at level 10-15 already who's only been Frost, can I get in the contest with that character?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
As long as make sure you've got no green equipped or anything like that.
And
too.
Make sure that they've never changed.
Don't forget,
guys,
put your
changed.
Display yep. only character doobie. Where is it?
Frozen fudge because frozen fudge
was too long. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Frozen fudge pickle would have been awesome. That is hilarious. So don't forget, go into interface, go into social, and there's the little you need to tick the box that says display only character achievements to others. You must have that ticked.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do chit chat. This is where people can tell us anything. Questions about the challenges, tips, tricks. I nearly said the wrong thing there. warn people about potential disasters. Arius quests, all those kind of things. Words are hard. You should know that. Words are hard.
Been eating too much fruitcake.
All them words together really fast.
Tips and tricks. Tips and trips.
God, no. That, we might have, you know, explicit tag or something for this episode.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we've got, there was one from Facebook from Braden, and they asked, one of my New Year's resolutions is to try the Ironman challenge.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. That's good. So we've got someone new to Ironman, and hopefully they are listening to the show or in the chat room, or we'll get to listen to the show. Lots of new things. Come try this frozen contest.
Yeah, do a contest.
I'm kicking Stone's butt at the moment. I'm level 2. Woo!
All right. Also on Facebook, we have Melissa, who is saying, can I get help here for a misflagged character? Says I have completed 68 dungeons and raids. Only level 12. That's not even possible.
You need to check the display character achievements only or something like that. It's under your social.
The social. So check that off. Log off.
Must.
Update your character.
Yeah, it's moved.
Yeah. That's a key thing too. Rogue Slayer, you were saying log off. If you actually log off first and then exit the game, that I found that often pushes out a refresh faster than if you were to just exit the game.
Yeah, I always do log off. It works really quick.
So, okay. So we have another one, Facebook from Andrew. Hello, I wish to partake in the Ironman challenge, but it auto picks a spec for me. I thought that we could not pick a spec. Azzy, I'm looking at the chat room here. Can we pick a spec? Not sure. Yes, we can pick a spec. I've already told them you're okay. The rules have been updated.
Yeah.
We're okay.
We need a soundbite from Azzy for that one.
Can you pick a spec? Or can you pick a spec?
Yeah.
You can change specs. Azzy says you can change specs. Okay.
Yeah. We should get one. Excellent. All right. Now, also at Facebook. Wow, we've had lots of Facebook this week. Facebook from Michael says, how long does it take to show up on the website? I added 2 days ago, almost level 20 now and still nothing. I have no reason to be flagged. I only have a white weapon equipped, nothing else. Not taken a flight path, not used any buff items, not used loom mount.
Heirloom
mount. Other than rested XP from logging and a couple rares that aggroed me, no extra XP gains. So I was curious why I'm not showing up. I'm curious though, do I get an extra credit for no mount, no hearth, no cloths, no nothing except what I started with?
So
first part.
They were flagged because they didn't set the display only character achievements to others. Setting, which honestly I have it in two big pictures. When you add the thing, it's like you have to scroll past it to add your character, and I did it like that on purpose. Even though it looks poor, I did it like that on purpose, so you have to scroll past it, so you have to see it. But
so do it.
The extra credit, I said, you know, no, but I would like to point out that there are some folks that do play without any gear.
Yeah, and that is just more a purpose.
If that's what you want to do, go for it. Go for it. But there's no way to give you extra credit. Because we don't give points, right? So,
right. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. From Twitter, moving away from Facebook, from Ryan Summersell. Question. Doing the Bloodthirsty Challenge, I have mailbox from the postmaster with loot that I couldn't carry in my bags. Can I accept? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Of course. You can keep the mail in
your stuff.
It's your stuff. Yeah. I mean, I said,
just make sure you're not sending stuff from another toon to your iron. Exactly. That would be the big thing.
Stuff that you couldn't pick up and you just went back and got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've got the okay, looking on my iron at the moment. I've got the the hitching post.
Oh.
The hitching post shows up on every turn.
Yeah, it used to be the core hound.
Well, it used to be that the hat too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one is the charting fleet commander's hat is also showing up. So I've got two things, which now has 29 days. But I can't delete it. If I go to delete it, it says, no, you can't delete that. So you've got to take it out of your mailbox.
Right. You have to take it out of your mailbox and then delete it from your bag. And then say delete.
Yes. Which is annoying.
And which is a really drag if when you do a Pandaren, because you can't go to the mailbox. And if you die, you have to keep playing until you can get off the island.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you can't delete with it in your mailbox.
They have actually...
They fixed that?
I think they did that for low-level characters and for characters that were just created, like demon hunters. You could create one, and then if you go to delete it, it would say, no, you've got mail, and it's like, you can't get mail, right? But now you can. I think they also did that for low-level characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not...
Oh, that's cool.
I'll never be able to test that theory out, because I just won't die.
But when I was trying to get a demon hunter out of that area.
Yeah.
When you die, you had to play out the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then create it was just so
that's a pain. Stir in the chat room says Froster is created already ahead of Azzy. Nice one, Stir. Love it. Awesome. I'm just about ready to ding level 3. How you going, Stone? You made yours yet?
I'm running a show.
Froster.
I have a human Let's Do This and a Blood Elf Emoluplast.
Nice. Awesome. All right.
Oh boy.
Very exciting. Okay.
I forgot something. As I'm creating these competitions, I won't actually be taking part in them. I think that would
be... But are you going to run alongside us anyway, Mark? Like, you still going to run one just to see how it goes?
Well, I've got my own little challenges going on the side.
Oh, okay.
I've got business to take care of.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Okay. But I think you should at least, I think you should run along the side of us maybe with the bloodthirsty one coming up.
I've got my own mage running at the moment, level 80.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to get that one.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Awesome. Alrighty. Yeah. Now, was there anything else from the chat room? Zort's just got to go.
There's a whole lot of banter. Oh, man.
There's lots of banter. Yep. So, bye, Zort's. He says, thanks, Marg, for setting up the contest.
That's all right. Yeah.
I think Azzy wants to make a Let It Go Azzy tune. that would be all right. That'd work. It could be a...
Let It Go
Mage. Azzy. Yeah. Let It Go Azzy.
Yeah. Let It Go, Azzy.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Nice.
Roguester.
And Stir says, this is my first mage ever. Not sure I trust a toon that wears robes.
Yeah. But they can go invisible.
Mm-hmm.
They've got invisibility. Only for a little bit, but...
Oh, there's Pixie.
Yeah, where did we get that going?
Frosty Pixie is alive. So I got to meet Pixie. It's Brittle's wife. Very nice people.
Oh, hey.
Super nice. She's so nice.
When do we get invisible?
Yeah, what level?
42!
42?
Hey, come on. You got 2 weeks.
Oh, what's up with that? Jeez.
Yeah. Azzy will be 42 in tomorrow, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. He's
level 3 now.
She's level 3 now. Nice. Okay. Anything else in chat room? I will talk about the other thing.
Okay. No.
All right. I just want to put a reminder in here because next weekend we will be doing the Varishna tribute. So if anyone wants to come along, it's not that date. I didn't change the date. Okay. So look, I have like 2 jobs, you know, as if I pay attention to the rest of it. So it is on Friday the 13th at 4 p.m. Eastern,
yeah,
which is Saturday the 14th for me, which will be, I'm pretty sure it was 7 a.m. For me, 8 a.m. for like Aussie and most of the rest of Australia. We are making Blood Elf, starting in the Blood Elf starting zone on Urban Ring server. This is US, and we will just be doing a basically a run with level just one Blood Elf hunters, and just for a little tribute to Varishna. We lost him about a month ago, and we just want to pull together for Aprilian and for his friends in game, and just do a little bit of some fun stuff. He was a huge supporter of the Iron Man in particular.
Yeah.
I think he did try Bloodthirsty a couple times, but he was more really loved the Iron. So if anyone wants to come, let me know. And I've got my tune made over there already, and we're just going to go for a run and go hunting bunnies and go hunting elite ghouls and all sorts of things. So just to have some remembering. We will be using Control.WoW Discord channel and hopping in there. So if anyone wants to come along, then please let me know. Don't forget, for the bunnies. All right. Other than that,
that's a show.
Wrap up time?
Yep. So we... Right, our next show. you know what? It's really good that this is not a professional job, because we would be fired. I would be fired pretty quickly. Our next show is Saturday, January the 14th. It's our 50th. Episode.
Woo!
That's 7 p.m. my time, and Sunday, January the 15th, 10 a.m. in Lita's time, 11 a.m. for Australian Eastern Standard Time, 1 a.m. Central European time. Yeah. No, I'll skip that part. Rogue Slayer, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me once more.
Yeah. It's always Oh, as he made a night elf. Nope.
Oh, Razzy.
Human or blood elf.
Yeah, on the rules, when you put the rules up on the thing, just have it in big words.
Bold.
Yeah. Let human it. Or blood elf.
Yes. Nice.
No, I made it that you couldn't be night elf on purpose for obvious reasons. So.
Yeah. Good plan. All right, Rogue Slayer, again, thank you so much. And again, you've inspired, I'm sure that you've inspired many of us to keep going with our challenge tune. So do you want to let everyone know where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you, please?
Sure. You can hear my weekly guild update segment on Control Out WoW. And on Twitter, you can find me at RogueSlayer1. On Tumblr, I'm rogueslayer1.tumblr.com, which is actually the Impenitent Geek blog. And also on Instagram, I am there under rogueslayer1. Not a lot of WoW stuff out there. It's kind of like food and kitty pictures and stuff.
Nothing wrong with that.
As Instagram does do. But you can find me. I put a lot of stuff out on Twitter.
Yes. Which is awesome. Thank you. All right. Where you can find us. We are wowchallenges.com. And don't forget, if you want to send us an email, we do love to hear from you, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Twitter is @wowchallenges. And we do have a Discord server. So yeah. I think it's up on the website.
Yeah, there's a link up on the top of the website.
No, I'm not reading that. But we do have a Discord server.
You know what? I'm sorry. I you know, if anybody knows anybody over there, can you bug them to try and get us like a unique name? I've sent them a tweet and didn't get any response. So I don't think we're large enough to get a unique name. However, we could use it more, because we could talk about Discord more. So, you know, it'd be win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and Discords are awesome. We use Discord for a lot of things, which we have the WoW Challenges Discord. We have the Control Alt WoW Discord. There's many different. They do a great job. So if you want to check, it is on the website, on the front page. There is a link. Definitely. Otherwise, ping Stone or I on Twitter and we can certainly send you the link. That's not a problem. We are on Facebook. Don't forget, we are facebook.com/WoW Challenges. And Stone does upload the videos onto YouTube, which is youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That is the number one. Don't forget, come catch us live every week. We're back for 2017. Every week, we are live on twitch.tv/WoW Challenges.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. That's like me grasping something. So as well as a podcast Lena and I do about just Warcraft. Everything else we do in Warcraft. Called Adventures in Azeroth. Azeroth.
Yeah. Words are hard. See, told you. Words are hard.
I've been eating fruitcake.
You've been eating fruitcake. I haven't even touched a fruitcake. Mm-hmm. You can find me. I'm on Twitter, which is at Leta Wow. LETAWOW. Don't forget, I do some other shows, which is Behind the Avatar Adventures in Azeroth and Geektopia podcast. Behind the Avatar will be back soon. Real life is being a pain. But we will sort that out soon. We have to say thank you to some people.
Okay, so thank you for everybody that supports us through Patreon. I'll go over this really quickly. The server is $220 American, and now with the exchange rate, it's over $300 for me a month. Fun times. So any support you can give, great. Thank you very much for your help. Again, you don't have to, but if you do, thank you very, very much. And I will actually be updating the website with our new patron, I think, this month. So thanks again. And let me know if I could ever do anything for you, anything extra, because honestly, I don't really know how else I could offer things through there that would make sense. You know, like, I mean, we did shirts, but we've run out of shirts. That kind of thing, and I can't really like give you, hey, if you donate $20, you can give you 20 levels free in Iron Man. You can't do that.
Can't even do that.
Right, so you know,
Team Temps can't even do that.
Yeah, so thank you again.
Yes.
WoW Challenge T-shirts.
Oh, they're gone.
Are awesome. Yeah.
They're all done. They're all gone.
They were a limited edition. Maybe we say that for the moment. Yep. All right. Big thanks, as always, to Mark Conan. We do love Mark Conan. The intro he did for us is wonderful. So if you want to check out Mark Conan, he is at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter. And he is also half of the Torrent Think Tank team with Jules. So check out their show. Mm-hmm. Other than that, any last minute things that we need to
Marg, say? where can people reach you at? I mean, if they're not listening, I mean, not watching and not, you know, watching on YouTube.
I'm on Twitter, at Margathon 1981. You can send your screenshots of you doing this challenge if you want. Mm-hmm. With your tiny snowman.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where's my snowman? That's what I forgot to get out.
Yeah, screenshot.
Yeah, unfortunately, he melts. They fall over. It's not. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's not Christmas anymore. He melts. It's a shame.
Oh.
Okay,
well, so we're almost at 2 hours. My wife's going to kill me. She's been in the basement with the kids alone for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
You want to unlock that door?
I don't know where the key is, actually.
So, just start singing.
I kid.
Let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nice. All right. Well, good luck to everyone with the Frozen Challenge. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, get out there.
I'm level 3 and I'm stuck in a pond. Oh, no, I'm out. All good.
Make sure you promote it. Go on your get people playing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely.
And we'll see you next week for episode 50. See you later. Yes.
All righty.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.